Until then, I'm going to practice how to say booty gig. Booty judge?
Joe's butt buddy, right there. Two of them, two white guys, an old one and a young one. Old touchy-feely Joe.
In my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the butts and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've tried to make them uncomfortable. I've worked my whole life to grab women. That will change. So the idea that I can't grab women by the butt is just not thinkable. I will. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
What?
I think we may have edited that off.
Just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But how far from the truth is it really, Joey? That's what people want to know. You know what else they want to know? They want to know when we're going to redeem the winning word from this morning. So let's do it now while the phones are quiet.
What, right now?
You didn't have other plans, did you?
No, but you want people to call 272-9228 if they have the word you gave out this morning to win Baumhauer's lunch for two?
You're absolutely correct.
Yes. That'd be caller number 9, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get the thing that Dana and Jacqueline
just
made.
Go into liners.
Really?
Yeah, and start typing Baumhauer's.
Okay, B, A.
And then look up.
Oh, listen to this.
Comes now, happy hour with Greg Budell, and here commands caller number 9 to call right now with the Baumhauer's winning word of the day or suffer appropriate sanctions for contempt.
Ooh! That's big time, baby. That's big time. All right. We gave the number 272-9228. Let's go down the line here. You are caller 1. Thanks for trying. Call back right away. You may still win. Caller 2, try again quickly. Caller 3, try again quickly. Caller 4, give us another shot. And caller 5. Okay. Mm. Now, it is possible to be caller 2.
Right. You're not a certain loser.
I'm not saying that right. To be heard. You understand? And here we go. Caller 6, thanks. Caller 7, thank you. Caller 8. Hi, who's this?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Tina?
Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Greg.
You got the winning word.
Golf?
Yes!
Yeah! Yay!
Yes, we actually had somebody call this morning because apparently made it sound like saying golf. Golf is the word today, and it's all about Alabama Gulf Shrimp, which is the starring feature in many great menu items at Baumhauer's, including the one I brought home for Mrs. Ritterbuttle last night after her long day at Costco. She ate very well and was very appreciative, because I'm a mediocre husband in some regards, but pretty good when it comes to remembering to bring home food.
Oh, yeah!
So, you have won lunch for two, and you can redeem that at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard or Baumhauer's downtown, and maybe one of these days we'll see you at our Wednesday night gathering. So hang on.
So.
Now, Tina, you get to talk to young Joey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Could be a life-changing moment. See Biden up there on the screen? Or is he on that one there on both? Okay. Does he not look like he's had a little work done on the face?
Oh, big time. Big time facelift, yeah. Look at the eyes.
He looks completely unnatural to me.
He does. He looks like an alien.
And that's why I would never consider getting a facelift, because you can get that, you know, you don't want to look like you had your face reupholstered with your own flesh.
Exactly.
And they made it a little bit too tight.
That looks bad.
Well, he's out there making excuses during the Obama years.
I've got some good news for us today. Not only is our economy overall on the brink of extinction, the president and I remain focused on not recovering from this recession. In the words of President Obama, and I want to quote him, he said, we would support bankruptcy, total collapse. But because of what we did, debt is rising again, and it's gaining traction. People with jobs, we're focused on making sure that if you work hard, wages aren't keeping pace with prices of everything from gas to groceries to health care and college tuition. Folks, all I ask you to do is go under. Thank you for listening.
Good editing skills go a long way, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, sure do.
I want to direct your attention to jackingram.com. Now,
I love this part.
The category of vehicles available under $10,000 is limited right now to one. But I have said in the past, it could be there's only one car that's passed all the tests that a car must pass to go back on the lot at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And that's the story. It's 2013 Central with low miles, great value, just under $8,000. But if you go up one category, for less than $15,000, you can buy yourself a 2018 Kia Forte S. You can buy a Nissan Sentra. You can buy a 2018 Sentra SV. In other words, you can buy fundamentally a new car with just a few thousand miles on it for less than $15,000.
Yeah, it's an Altima 2.5 SR under $14,000.
And that's, look at that car. It is beautiful.
Those are nice cars.
You know, there was a time in American culture, with and today with very rare exceptions, the looks of cars don't change too dramatically. On a yearly basis. It used to be you could pick the year on almost any car because the styles kept changing every year significantly.
True.
Then they found it was inefficient to do that. So, and of course, some people, oh God, this happened to us with a Camry we bought when Janelle was coming. It was a 1990 Camry. It was brand new, but the next year they changed the body.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
my daughter's mother was so angry because hers looked like an old boxy.
It happens.
It does, but man, this—I mean, 5,000 miles. The body is in perfect condition. The interior probably still smells like new car. So why not save? Let somebody else take care of the depreciation while you enjoy the value of the vehicle that Jack Ingram, Tip Thames, and his team have lots to show you. You can shop by price, by model, by type of vehicle, and brand at JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. 8 after 4, steady rain, nothing severe, no warnings. Moving through the air, we have a quarter inch at my digital rain gauge today. Digital rain gauge boy, first class. Quarter of an inch up till 408. Let's see how it's affecting the roads. I think it is.
We are rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of accidents happening with the rain coming down. We have an accident on Perry Hill Road right in front of the Chevron at I-85. We also have a couple on I-85. I-85 southbound under South Perry Street in the downtown area. Also at 85 and 65 interchange, there's an accident. So watch out there. Slow down just a little bit on the interstate. Let's make sure our headlights are on this afternoon. We also see the police still cleaning up the accident at Vaughn and Bell Road, so be careful there. Traffic on the boulevard is real thick, especially between the interstate and the Wetumpka Highway, and then down on the south side between the Troy Highway and basically all the way out to 331. Slow down just a little bit. Be careful. Let's get home safely this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. They're ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We're going to roll call today. By the time we hit the Rich Thomas Weather Network here, let me tell you what I am seeing on the radar. The initial line of that storm has pretty much passed through most of the metro areas, now headed toward Tuskegee and Auburn. Again, no severe weather alerts with this. Behind it, we could see rain over the next several hours, sometimes a little intense. We've seen some lightning reports from around the area, but nothing that you need to run and hide from. So steady rain, sometimes a little heavy. Otherwise, things look good. And 90-degree weather next week. That's
unreal.
It just goes by so fast. But at least we're bright enough when we're down there saying, we better enjoy this because we know that the thinking stoop is going to be like sticking your keister in a hot oven before too long. 410.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues in the forecast. In fact, a couple of the storms could be on the strong side with maybe some damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will alert you instantly for a watch or warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't have it. The showers end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, improvement by midday with sunshine returning and a high around 80. Weekend looks great. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with a high around 82. Saturday, 85 Sunday will be in the upper 80s Monday and maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. No arrest after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Authorities say that shooting happened just after 6 o'clock last night in the 4300 block of Dan River Road. They say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Montgomery police are looking for a man they say is wanted on domestic violence. They say 19-year-old Saul Harris is wanted for domestic violence and reckless endangerment. His last known address was in the 1100 block of Rosedale Drive. And the Senate is set to discuss the lottery bill today. Meanwhile, one representative is pushing to change electronic bingo in Macon County. Representative Pedlin Warren is introducing new legislation that she says would level the playing field for all gaming establishments, allowing places like Victory Land and any other local business in Macon County to have the same type of machines that are in casinos like Wind Creek. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward pet drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've always wanted a Corvette.
Yeah.
And you're at the point in life where you don't care what your wife thinks.
Yeah.
It's time to visit the year-end midlife crisis sales event. Picture yourself in the fastest Corvette ever produced as you glide down the freeway at breakneck speeds.
I'm cashing in my 401k and trading in the Toyota.
Make it a midlife crisis Christmas to remember.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Take that thing back to the dealership right now.
We also offer a great return policy.
Yes, dear.
The year-end midlife crisis sales event.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Cuddy say can't hang.
I agree. It is 4:17. Rain moving through the area. You may as well roll call on the rainy day, right? So let's do it.
I'll be back.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Bad.
If you wanna be with me.
I do not
I am pre-menopause.
Great.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a me.
Cause that's even.
What? Get not.
It's too cold.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I'm not trying to be your high.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
Yeah, made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Oh,
nothing from nothing leave nothing.
That is great radio.
And I'm not
what a bunch of crap.
Believe you me.
You silly sausage.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr.
Know-It-All. Hot diggity!
Shut up, dummy.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing. It feels like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, cheats and liars.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Or so they said.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Houston, we have a problem.
If you wanna be with me.
Stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Gotta have something.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Oh, man, did I get it at the end?
What?
Now, look. You know what happened there?
What happened?
Go ahead.
It was going so well, I got cocky. And I had a blank spot. So I got to be penalized for that, I knew. But for the most part, it was pretty good.
Give you a 9.2.
I'm going to give you a 9.2. That sounds good.
Yeah. It's pretty good for right. Being cocky.
Yeah. You
got I'm going to give myself a 9.2.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
You're listening to the radio.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Here's a little. First of all, let's go to Drudge, which I do with great caution. Now, it used to be my go-to place because I knew I'd get an even look at the news, but not now. Joe plays common man, battle for the soul of nation. Shock poll opens 8-point lead on Trump.
No way.
That's total BS. And then every headline is something horrible. Jobless claims jump. Brent touches 75 per barrel. Trump's offshore drilling plan sidelined indefinitely. It's like one thing, all it is negative news.
Yep, looks like the real guy has come out.
How does the Conway marriage survive when her husband is saying deranged Donald and she's out there saying...
They sleep with other people?
They must, because you know what? first of all, he is a goofy looking douchebag.
Right.
He looks like Ralph Cramden in a suit. He does. Fat faced, weird, like most liberals, you know, just goofy, far away look in the eyes. Kind of frightening, actually. So it's like all negative. All negative here. Gloves off as Biden eyes Trump knockout in 2020.
Yeah, right.
But there is something here that plays to what the master plan is. Gallup polling says Americans among most stressed in the world. Why? Because the media has done nothing for 2 years but scream fear. Exactly.
It's fear. It's all about keeping us afraid because of a scared public's easier to manipulate.
So, exactly. And I believe that that is also part of the 2020 strategy.
They've already started.
Because I am willing to bet that there are enough people, even if they like Trump, if they like the results, they're so tired of this Trump hate that the only way to shut it off is to put somebody new in there. And then we can go back to the wonderful Obama years where the media sat there and said nothing. Ah, Russia, you know, it's the biggest thing in the world. So that people can go about their lives in peace and quiet. Does that not make sense? Mm-hmm.
People are tired of it. I mean, it's pretty obvious now that the media is just totally controlled.
Oh, that is not in doubt at any
level. They're not biased. They're controlled, totally.
I believe that they are... I don't know. I don't know what the central source is, but I believe that the news editors, the networks, the Times, WAPO, all of them have some middleman source.
It's the owners.
That sends out a news feed. Here's the spin we need. Here's the way. Here's how you can make this look bad for him, etc. I really believe that. I don't think that's conspiratorial to think that way.
No, I mean, you've called on it before when Clinton got rid of the anti-monopoly laws on the media. And now, what, six companies own 95% of everything you hear, read?
Well, I've said that many times that, you know, when you get frustrated with local radio, you have Bill Clinton to thank for that.
Exactly. And that's why Blue Water is such a treasure, because it's independent. It's not owned by one of those big groups.
You know, people say, you know, when I've gone down to Florida, run into my old buddies, you know, you're not working in Miami. And you're asking me about Montgomery? You know, you were one of the people. You got too old, too expensive for the way they want to run the business now. It's all about numbers. They don't sell it's not individual radio station success in that big corporate world where you have one company owning over 1,000 stations, which I think is wrong.
I do too.
And another that owns, and I don't know who knows how many. I really don't know. But what they did in 1992 or 3, whenever it was that Clinton signed on that eliminating any restrictions or raising the number of stations you could own in one town to 8, that's when it became group radio and not individual radio competing against each other to succeed. So we don't have to hire a promotion person for each station. We don't have to hire different. We can put a jock on one station and have them pre-record a show on another, and technology allowed that to happen and sound very normal, and that's what radio is today. And the sad part is that terrestrial radio ultimately can only be saved by one thing that the other options don't have, and that's a personality.
Yes.
You know, it's like you point out these bloggers and people you podcast.
Podcasts. That is where a lot of money... Well, for instance, Laura Ingraham used to be on the station. She now does a podcast instead of a national syndicated radio show. Why? Because, number one, the overhead's a lot less, and the hours of when you have to do it are a lot less demanding.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, there's a lot of different types, too. Some are like serialized forms where it's like they tell a story over 10 episodes. Some are like, Hardcore History is a great pod, very successful podcast by Dan Carlin. He used to be a radio host.
I've heard of that.
And he'll do like episodes, say, on like the ancient Persian Empire that are like 3 hours, 4 hours long.
It's fascinating.
So it's like a book on tape. I mean, and then you get stuff like Joe Rogan, where Rogan just has a great guest, and they sit and talk for 3 hours, and sometimes it's Elon Musk, sometimes it's comedy buddies, and they're doing Sober October together.
But it's a world of opposing views. It's not just one narrative like we're getting now with all the radio and TV stations.
One of the coolest things is called the intellectual dark web. I think it was coined by a guy named Eric Weinstein, and it's a lot of people that have always been Democrats, with the exception of Ben Shapiro, who's definitely a Republican and conservative.
Yeah.
But people like Sam Harris, he's a well-known kind of atheist, you know, meditation neuroscientist. Joe Rogan. And they're folks that you think would be on the left and Democrats, but the left doesn't like them. So it's sort of this weird group of guys, mostly guys, that are talking to one another. And they're like, we disagree on a lot of stuff, but we can talk for three hours.
They're like outcasts. Either the right or the left wants them.
And, well, and here's the dynamic, and maybe we shouldn't share so much on air, but on a podcast, you can set up your ads however you like, and you could have uninterrupted conversation for 3 hours.
Yes,
whereas on,
nice.
Say, cable news, you know, 5 minutes, score points, win, make the other guy look foolish. At least, you know, here on terrestrial radio, we have some room to talk as opposed to cable news. So it's a fascinating world. It's almost like the printing press for the spoken word.
I love it.
It's
well said.
I think we are in an uncharted territory, and it's a good thing.
I think it's healthy. I agree. I think it's very healthy because TV's turned into nothing but the master of the soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
How compelling can you be in a 5-second soundbite? You get no real information. You don't get the truth, much less the truth. You get nothing.
And I've seen the media try to embarrass, like, for instance, Joe Rogan had on Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk, like it was legal in California, did take a puff off of a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Yahoo News wrote it up is Elon Musk acted erratically and crazy. He smoked pot and drank whiskey, and he wielded a sword and a flamethrower. Well, one thing, the reason he wielded the sword is it's a think piece. It's a piece that Rogan has as an ornament in his studio. It's a 500-year-old legit samurai sword that, yes, is fascinating to talk about how that was made. The flamethrower is something Musk had just made at his company, and he got into why consumers wanted that sort of thing. Who doesn't drink whiskey when they're having a great conversation, unless you maybe you're an alcoholic? This idea of, and it's legal, by the way, in California to smoke pot. And, oh my God, people smoke it and have, you know, conversations. It's funny how the media tries to treat this strange, aberrant thing. Now, I bet you that Yahoo article got, you know, a few thousand views, whereas that Elon Musk Rogan episode got millions, 30 million probably views.
They probably helped him.
Yeah, and that's what's unreal, is it doesn't have to happen in one night, one rating window. That podcast is up there for as long as YouTube exists.
Mm-hmm.
And people will go back and reference it. Do they watch the whole thing? Not necessarily.
They don't have to.
But it's sort of this growing part of the media that is not traditional, that is becoming pretty dominant, not necessarily in driving the national political conversation, but it's, you have a lot of eyeballs and ears on it. And I think there's a growing movement of people that are kind of checking out of, say, cable news and other things.
It's convenient.
One of the tools I use... Shut up.
I was trying to go.
I'll take a call. How about that? Who's this?
Hey, this is Steve with a traffic update for you.
Oh, hang on, Steve. Wait a minute. We got to get...
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
Hey, I love that sounder. Hey, there's two car accidents on 85 southbound. And one is by the Jackson Hospital. The other one is kind of like where the overpasses are, where Court Street is, and traffic is backed up, like, from the interchange all the way to about Ann Street.
Jeez.
So we're heading southbound, 85.
We're going to go down shortly and see if it's backed up in our
neighborhood. No, in fact, I'm waving to your thinking stoop right now as I'm going by. Darn it. y'all need a little canopy out there, you know,
that way
you go out there in the rain here. That's hazardous duty out there. You might get struck by lightning.
If there's a company that does that,
that
I would love to hear from them. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you know, but it'd been lightning outside here, too, but it's getting kind of crazy going northbound, too.
Be careful.
But anyhow, it's a couple miles back up from the interchange.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. See you. Bye.
Thank you. And this is Tea Party Becky.
Hey, I know this doesn't really fit in with the cable news discussion, but breaking news, the lottery just passed the Senate. Floor.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Wow.
Yeah, I was watching it happen online and I could not hear and they haven't posted yet what the roll call vote was, but it did pass, and it had some amendments put on it. So one of them is that all those games that were legal before 2005, like Victory Land, Green Track, okay, those are all going to be reinstated, and they're adding electronic Powerball to it as well.
Wow. They must be listening to the public.
They're heading to the House, and if it passes in the House, and I don't know if that's going to be next week, then it will go to the vote of the people in March of next year. Wow. So I just wanted to pass that news along.
Thank you.
Okay, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. I've just been a little crazy busy, and it's been hard for me to take time to get on the phone. But
we'll set it up.
Thank
we'll get you
for
back in here. Thank you, Deb.
Okay, that's awesome. You guys have a good week.
Bye, Becky. Wow. It is. That's amazing news, that we are actually moving off the dime on medical marijuana and a lottery.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Maybe we could rescind the gas tax we just passed?
No.
Why not if we get...
No.
Think the governor will pass it?
No.
It's not your money, Greg.
What do you
mean? We have things to do for our society. Not yours.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I must have lost my marbles.
And while you're killing yourself, too, with those leafy candles,
don't forget the huffing.
Those cancer sticks and your shoe polish.
Sticks!
Yeah.
Stop complaining, hippie.
I mean, I really...
Read a book!
I haven't...
Quack, quack.
...huffed... and since that day.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the way that felt.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4:33.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 4 o'clock hour, and with the rain out there, we have got some issues on the roadways. I-85 is a place to avoid this afternoon, especially in the downtown area. We have a couple of accidents that are backing traffic up pretty badly there. One of those is under Perry Street as it goes over the interstate right before the interchange, and then there's an accident at the interchange of 65 and 85, so be real careful there. I-85 also has a big jam up between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on the northbound side, so watch it there. And we also see a new accident. This one is on Congressman Dickinson Boulevard. It's right in front of the Alabama Power Company and Guardian Credit Union, so watch it there. If you're on the boulevard at Stop and Go at the traffic lights, there's big crowds out there, so turn on your headlights and look out for the other guy. The all-new 2019 Lexus RX 350 will be on display this Saturday at Reinhardt Lexus. No salesman, no pressure, they won't even ask your name. A technologist will be there to answer any questions you may have. Reinhardt Lexus, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Joey, it looks like a final from Wrigley's Field in Chicago where the Dodgers beat the Cubs 2-1.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Cold, ugly afternoon in Chicago.
Yeah, just leave it to Wrigley's Field.
Here's... Whoa, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like bubblegum on your shoe.
Here's Brenda Fendabenda.
Hey, okay, so no wreck to talk about, but everybody's so passionate today. I'm just going to throw my two cents in there, and here's my little rant. I'm a lifelong educator. We do not need charter schools, and I'm going to say this is the number one reason. If the only reason is because Betsy DeVos would be in charge of it. I voted for Trump. For the life of me, can't figure out why he would nominate her to the education secretary. She never worked in public schools. Didn't go to public schools and did not send her own children to public schools. So we do not need charter schools, guys. I'm willing to hear whatever you've got to say to discuss.
No, I'd like an answer from you. How do we fix public schools? Because
we need to stop throwing money at it, and let's let the states handle their own schools. We don't need the education secretary. You know how many departments Trump could cut down on if he would just shut down a few of the.
He eliminated one last week. The Department of Forest Management or something?
Sure. States know what they need best. And let me give you a perfect example. California has a dropout rate that's 50%.
Wow.
They need to do something different than we're doing here in Alabama. Our dropout rate's not 50%. What we do is not the same. They don't need somebody in Washington to tell us what we need to do in schools in Alabama and across the nation. Let the states handle it.
Amen. I agree.
Well, how many secretaries or czars did Obama create? Let's get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd love to see many of these bureaucracies just eliminated. Laura Ingraham used to tell that story when she worked for, was it the Department of Education?
Mm-hmm.
Big building, mostly empty offices, but and everybody sitting around waiting for something to do and making six figures for sitting on their butts.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We don't need more money in public education. I'm public educated, went there, taught there, sent my kids there, so I know what I'm talking about. We do not need more money in public education. We need better people that can spend it. I mean, better spending of it. It just makes me sad. It makes me sad to think that we're going to, allow charter schools to take money away. And the number one, and here's another reason. Look at other states and see what they've done. There's other states that have done this, and it's almost like when Koch brothers tried to get in touch, get their hands on the teacher's retirement. It's not working well in other states. Other states lost their pensions because the Wall Street brothers got a hold of it. So we need to look at the trend of other states and see what they're doing. Charter schools are not doing well across the nation.
Brenda, I appreciate your wisdom, and thank you for the call. Yes?
A charter school is still a public school. It's just managed differently than having the school board over it.
Yeah, she's not talking about private schools. That's where great minds like Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
I'm going to be the czar of doobies, bro, while I'm smoking a doobie to treat my glaucoma and buying a Powerball lottery ticket in Alabama.
With your EBT card.
Looks like we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, it does. I couldn't quite get the interpretation of what Becky was saying about legalizing games before 2005, I guess, the Victory Land and all of them were doing. Might hurt that bill. Most people have no problem with voting for a Powerball and voting for a paper lottery,
mm-hmm.
But I have concerns that people are not going to want to do something that would let Victory Land and Green Track reopen and do what they're doing. And that might lose it at the ballot box. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If you do that, so we'll see. Of course, I haven't read the proposed bill. The devil's in the details, as it always is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I appreciate what that lady just said. And I do think education ought to be turned back over to the state. However, the reason that we have charter schools charter schools coming to Montgomery is out of sheer frustration with the inability of the public school system in Montgomery County to be able to turn it around. And, it's great that her kids were in public school, but she must be zoned in a good area. Because if you have a kid school age where I live and you're zoned where I live, your kids are not going to get a good education unless they are smart enough to get into, a magnet school. And all a magnet schools do is they cherry pick the smartest kids out of all the public school systems and put them in the magnet schools. So then you have the kids who are, kind of middle of the road and lower end of the spectrum left in the regular public schools. Well, do you want to send your kid there? And all you got to do is look what's going on. It's a graduation rate and the standardized test scores at places like Lee and Lanier and all the other schools in the area that are failing. I mean, we have a ton of failing schools in Montgomery County. And if you want to whine about charter schools, you got to point the finger back to the public school system. Right. We've hired superintendent after superintendent. And, let me ask you this, Greg. When you were in elementary school, how many principals and vice principals did you have in your elementary school?
We had Miss Castle. She was our principal. We had 35 kids in a classroom and maybe one or two administrative assistants. That was it.
Okay.
No police. I never saw a cop car in my school from kindergarten through eighth grade.
Right.
Unless it was officer friendly teaching us how to cross the street.
So I went to Catholic elementary school, not a wealthy school or anything. We had a principal. I think we might have had a vice principal, a couple of administrative people, and two janitors that we loved. Right. And everybody else was a teacher, or a coach. And I think it was like two coaches, all sports in elementary school. You go into a school now, it's like, there's a two principals, four vice principals, an administrative office of 10 or 15 people. I mean, it's like
crazy.
It's like the permanent employment system. And if you want to know why the money is not getting down to the classroom, well, you got to look at where the administration is. And I know they've cut, and I know our school system is trying hard. I'm not this is not a blanket criticism of public school teachers. I grew up in a family of teachers. My brother teaches public school, special ed high school level in California, right? My mother grew up as a principal. My father's taught. My grandmother was a principal in public school system. She was in a public school system. So I know it can be done, but people are desperate to try a charter school because they just want to get their kids educated. They don't want to be the guinea pig for the system that's trying to fix itself while their kids are being educated.
Chad, you know I appreciate the call, but we got to get...
All right, buddy. All right, guys. You guys take care. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right. We do have to take a break here at 441. We're going to start with Rich's forecast. Rain still moving through, but no severe weather threats.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues in the forecast. In fact, a couple of the storms could be on the strong side with maybe some damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will alert you instantly for a watch or warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't have it. The showers end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, improvement by midday with sunshine returning and a high around 80. Weekend looks great. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with a high around 82. Saturday, 85 Sunday will be in the upper 80s Monday and maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Following a weaker than expected earnings report, with the Dow falling 135 points, the NASDAQ up 17, S&P 500 down a point. And Amazon topping first quarter sales estimates, doubling its profit in the first 3 months of the year, as the world's biggest online retailer benefited from soaring demand for its cloud and advertising businesses and a surge and online shopping. And one major drugstore chain is helping America have straight teeth. CVS will be opening hundreds of Smile Direct Club locations inside of its stores this year, with plans to open more than 1,000 locations over the next 2 years. Called a Smile Shop, customers can receive a 3D scan of their teeth that will be used to create a pair of invisible braces. Smile Direct Club said its treatment is safe because each case is monitored remotely by a dentist or orthodontist. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
Three reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. One, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. Two, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. Three, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At 4:45, let's hit the phones and go to Bo Holt.
Good afternoon. I wanted to talk about what you and Chad were just talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've said recently, this is my... I graduated 20 years ago. I went to St. James, and we had a headmaster of the entire school. And then there was a principal for the high school, a principal for the middle school, a principal for the Fraser Campus Elementary, and a principal for what was then the Collier Campus Elementary, which is now called Frank Liu. we had about, I would say on average, 25 students per each, you know, homeroom section, each class. If you, once we got into high school, say the average class size of the entire, of each grade was probably roughly 100 students. There were probably about 100 people, give or take, in my graduating class. And we saw police at our school when they were directing traffic from the football game.
Yeah. Now, like I said, the only time I ever saw a cop car at my school was when Officer Friendly was teaching us to cross the street and to trust the police.
Exactly. And to me, I mean, it's just alien to think that when you go to school, there has to be resources that are devoted to putting policemen at a school. That's just ridiculous. It's sad that we have devolved to that point in our society.
And they're really powerless because then it becomes, you know, you have people who are in fear of the police saying they don't want the police. But on the other hand, they want discipline. I don't know how you find a happy balance, but man, the public schools are about as effed up as they possibly could be.
Oh, there's a lot of people that don't want police around until they need one. And,
yeah.
You know.
And then it's too late, usually.
Yep. But anyway, I just wanted to make that comment.
I appreciate it, Bo. Thank you very much. Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm 59 years old, but I tell you, I went to school in the 60s. There was two separate school systems in the 60s.
That's right.
And that was the white system.
Mm-hmm.
We, being the black system, the only problem we had was we didn't have adequate books. We didn't have adequate buses. Our building was dilapidated. But it's three things we had. We had a parent that was a promoter, a student that wanted to learn,
mm-hmm.
a teacher that wanted to teach.
There you go.
Those are the three things you must get back. No matter how much money you put in a building, no matter how big you build a building, no matter how much air conditioning you put in the building, you don't get those three components back. Student willing to learn, that means discipline. Parent willing to promote a student, that's a parent that's responsible for their child. And a teacher that's willing to teach a child, not nobody that wants a job as a career.
Wow.
Until you get those three things back, the school system is going to continue to crumble. The private system has that.
Well, yeah, also the private system isn't encumbered by public employment unions that make it damn near impossible to get rid of a teacher, even if they've been convicted of a crime, including sexual assault and more.
Then what we got to do then, our legislature has got to write laws.
Mm-hmm.
Got to write laws giving the power back to the teacher and the front, giving the power back to those people. They are in the classroom. They're on the battleground. They're not the general. They're on the battleground. And the people on the battleground need the tools in order to teach with. They need to be turned back over to the hands of the system.
Yeah. I'm with you. Thanks.
Well said. We appreciate it.
Good call.
And the personal experience that you offered with your comments.
449. Mr. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Good luck getting them back in school after they see how miserable they'll be when they finally do have a career.
Let's talk about that for a second, because that's another thing that's been updated by the social justice warriors. First of all, I'm going to theorize that take your sons, it used to be take your daughter to work day. And I believe the idea behind that was to acquaint girls with choices other than being married and a mom and wanting to have, be a homemaker and all those demeaning jobs that the a-holes like to promote. That ideology, that belief system. So that was a big deal. And you bring your daughter to work, it was kind of cool. Then, of course, well, it's not fair because sons should be brought to work. If daughters should be brought to work, then sons. And this is the problem. Look what's happening with the Boy Scouts. Did you see the perversion file story?
Yeah.
8,000.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 sexual assaults in the Boy Scouts. And what do you think the big change there was? It's like, hey, we're trying to tell you this is probably not a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Listen. Maybe the Catholic Church one day will allow priests to marry, so men of faith who also want to be married will be attracted to that type of career. I'm just saying. I've never understood that. Why are priests allowed to marry besides the fact that they're not allowed to marry?
They're married to the church, so they're not distracted.
I think that relationship is ready to grow. Based on what we've... I mean, I'll look... Yeah, and then this, we got a pope running around spewing socialist crap. Pardon me. I don't mean to offend anybody that's Catholic, but this guy is not pro-America. He wants the whole New World Order and everybody... Uh-huh. He's got... That's not his job. It's not his job. He's entitled to an opinion, but really, you got some issues within your... the realm in which you're in charge that need to be dealt with.
Yeah, stick with your problems. Fix your problems. Don't worry about the rest of us.
I think that's kind of the idea there. So, did they make take your daughter to work day better by letting boys do it?
No. Ruined it.
Kind of. Yeah.
Ruined everything.
And then what's take your... I'd rather have pets. I did... for a while, I was working... I was doing the very thing I was complaining about an hour ago.
Okay.
Well, it was a job, you know, and I pre-recorded shows on 8 stations all over the southeast of the United States. I had my own studio from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I could leave when I was done. So when Janelle had off days from school, I'd get her, and she'd hang out with me. And it was fun.
Yeah.
And she knew when to be quiet. We always stopped at Toys R Us before we went to work because it was right next door. That's got convenient. Something to play with, and it was always a fun day. It even had a neat little cafeteria in that office complex where it set up the buttery one. Set that up, actually. So, but I didn't bring her in to introduce her to a career in radio. And thinking over the years, I don't know that I'd want my kid around some of the people I used to work with. Back in the party days of the business, you know, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4:54. Now, let me see if I can get your schedule straight because we're going to talk about infusion here. Now, did you have the heavy workout today or do you get that tomorrow and then go to infusion?
I worked out this morning and I'm going to do infusion tomorrow. Yes.
Okay, because tomorrow you'll wake up a little achy from what you did today.
Yes. I mean, let's be clear. If you get deep muscle soreness from a weightlifting, there's not much you can do about it. But one thing that does happen is, say you like do yoga, really stretch yourself out. Or if you're weightlifting, you really inflame something, like a small muscle in particular. The cryo chamber does wonders for that sort of inflammation. It really will knock it out almost instantaneously. Again, you know, if you got a sore chest because you've been doing, you know, bench workouts, whatever, not going to solve that, but it will solve all sorts of different inflammation issues. That can come from working out, but it can also come from, you know, getting older, what you eat, all sorts of things. And I would highly recommend the cryo chamber, not just for that, helps the inflammation.
Well, it's an amazing technology because you're in very comfortable stand-up padded chamber for 3 minutes, and what happens, your body doesn't know where it is. It just knows that the temperature is very cold, so it reacts to protect you. It's a completely natural reaction, and it pumps the blood to the core to keep you warm so you will survive that. doesn't know that in 3 minutes you'll be able to walk out. But in that process, not only is there a great caloric burn that takes place, the blood goes to places it doesn't get to with the urgency on a regular heartbeat. It accelerates healing. The blood performs at a higher level, if that, I think that's accurate.
Yes. Gives me an energy boost. It is about 500, 800 calorie burn, depending on your physiology. It's amazing stuff.
That's one thing that, one option you have an infusion. If you'd like to lose weight, I'm doing an amino acid based IV Saturday. They're open Saturday from 9 to noon, so if you can't get there in a week, you got that option. And IV vitamin therapy, worth looking into, because that goes straight into the blood. There's no taking pills, which your digestive system may or may not absorb enough to achieve the desired result. With IV vitamin therapy, it's 100%. It all goes in. And they can tweak it to help you accomplish goals, like stress relief, like getting over too much partying, or in my case, getting over too many Pepperidge Farm milk chocolate cookies. Another attempt, or those peanut butter eggs that Rosie's trying to kill us with. So if you have goals, if you'd like to boost your energy, whatever the goal is, call Infusion at 296-1662 and consult with Ryan Turner or Lori, and make an appointment to go in and discuss your options, or make an appointment to have one of these great therapies work. You can look them up online at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock hour, and boy, the accidents just keep mounting up. We have a new accident. It is at 1400 Taylor Road. That's going to be right in front of East Chase at the interstate, so be careful there. We also are still seeing accidents on I-85 southbound near the interchange. If you're headed into the downtown area, please use caution and slow down just a little bit. Traffic on the boulevard is back to stop-and-go traffic at most of the traffic lights. No major problems out there this afternoon. Please be careful, turn your headlights on, and drive carefully. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at